Hey, it's Tim Seymour, portfolio manager of the Amplified Seymour Cannabis ETF, ticker CNBS, your ticket to investing in the exciting high-growth cannabis sector. And this is the Cannabis Weekly, where we focus you, the investor, in on the news moving this sector and our approach to investing across it. Our ETF, CNBS, is an active ETF strategy where we focus on the themes we believe most important to invest in today and where the sector trends that investors should want exposure to will be tomorrow. Being active means we're able to invest in real time around these developments rather than waiting for rebalancing. And I'm Tim Seymour. I've been investing in the cannabis sector from its early stages. I combine that with my experience as a portfolio manager in emerging and new asset classes. The Cannabis Weekly will focus you, the investor, in on one, the market itself, week or week performance, M&A, a lot of that to talk about this week, and also a lot of macro. Number two, legislative landscape, macro determinants for the sector, and finally, our portfolio, CNBS, and our approach to asset allocation. This is the Market Weekly for the week of March 28, and I'm recording this Friday afternoon, March 25th, in a major week. And to recap quickly, largest U.S. cannabis M&A deal in history, maybe more consolidation coming, but earnings season nearly done, and we've reset a lot of the growth expectations. I believe that's actually positive. House ready to approve the MORE Act, not new news and not necessarily federal excitement coming out of the Senate, but there was news out of the Senate where they unanimously approved a research bill that addresses FDA medical advances researching of cannabis, and it's the first time the Senate really has played ball with cannabis, and I think sets a foundation for the sector getting the approval it needs at some point here, sooner than later. We don't handicap that here, and it's not necessarily why we're investing, but I want to just get into some of these themes. Obviously, the market itself has responded to all of that. It's been a big week. Cannabis stocks are higher week over week. It's come with an S&P that also has pushed higher again this week. I was a little cautious last week that I thought a lot of the macro concerns around rates and the Fed and Russia-Ukraine were leading to a wall of worry rally, but not one that had necessarily a real foundation. And that would take cannabis down too if we saw a pullback. This week has not been that. And cannabis stocks have also rallied. But I think cannabis really rallying on both bottom-up fundamentals related to companies and the market of cannabis, but also the top-down news, which we're talking about here, which is pretty exciting. Let's talk quickly about just some five-day moves to let you understand what some of the price movement has been in the sector. It's been pretty extraordinary if you're a Canadian producer. Tilray up 44%, at least to this point, week over week to Friday on the five-day. Canopy Growth up 19%. Canadian LPs actually outperforming their U.S. counterparts significantly year to date. And if you look at some of the other ancillary plays, Weedmaps continues to have a great run, up 7.9%. But then as you get into the U.S. and a week where we got earnings out of a handful more of the MSOs and we got this M&A activity between Cresco Labs and Columbia Care, you can see outperformers. TerrAscend up 2.9% despite some disappointment in New Jersey, where TerrAscend is very well positioned. We'll talk about that in a second. Trulieve also up about 2.9%. Verano flat to down small. Curaleaf down 1.3%. Cresco Labs down 2.7%. Pretty good performance considering the stock did not respond to the all-stock deal with Columbia Care very well. GTI, actually the bottom performer, down almost 6% on the week. So let's talk about the M&A. The headline news was that Cresco announced the purchase of Columbia Care, makes them the largest U.S. MSO in terms of top line, almost $2 billion in a transaction price. Pro forma company will have 130 retail stores, be in 18 markets. Again, it was an all-cash deal. There is some concern that the deal could have some issues getting full approval, both from Columbia Care shareholders, but maybe also from HSR, three initials we haven't really heard a lot about in the cannabis space in a couple of years, but that's effectively antitrust approval and something that held up a lot of deals back in 2019 and into 2020. But I think it's another in the string of large-scale public to public equity transactions. And if you remember the Trulieve Harvest deal, about the same sized deal. You also had Verano and Goodness Growth, Gage TerrAscend recently. So a lot of these deals are using equity, and despite the fact that shares have traded back significantly, I do think that there's some urgency to continue to see more deal flow. And I think there is going to be more deal flow and consolidation. Ultimately, is that good for equity shareholders? I think so. Earnings season, I believe we've at least put a pretty decent reset around expectations on both top line sequential growth and also even profitability, EBITDA margins, as really the last of the 4Q earnings are coming through, and they continue to be flat, if not down. Price and margin pressures. A couple of the companies definitely talked about price pressure from Pennsylvania. Jushi was weaker than expected. Columbia Care was the one that mentioned Pennsylvania. They reported this week. So no major surprises other than I think the fact that we are seeing some of the companies begin to really highlight where the second half of the year will be, where they start to see some growth. One of the things we're not hearing from cannabis companies, I'm just going to raise this now, is where inflation is actually having an impact on their business. So their inputs, especially labor cost inputs, at a time when we're hearing all about inflation outside of the cannabis industry. I know cannabis is seemingly defensive and inelastic in terms of higher inflation and pricing on the retail level, but just how inelastic, and I think that's something we need to continue to follow. Let's talk about the macro. A couple big things and one sort of big thing. On the big things, yes, the House Rules Committee voted to introduce more and vote on it next week, Tuesday, in the House. Remember, the House has passed federal legalization of cannabis 6 times. I don't think this is a big deal here. I don't think it necessarily changes the approach to voting through similar in the Senate, where they do not have the support. But the announcement of a research bill that is going to at least allow the FDA and allow the beginning of medical research on the plant, understanding of the efficacy and the dynamics that I do believe also give a lot of opponents of cannabis, especially within the Senate, an opportunity to come in off the ledge. I think this is very positive in terms of a foundational and certainly a progress point within the Senate. Let's wait and see. I do think we've had so many of these announcements that I think there's a lot that we need to just digest here. On New Jersey, a little disappointment, but also some positive here. The regulators declined to give approval to existing medical operators to begin selling adult use. They claim that many, at least some, of the MSOs that are registered in New Jersey have not met requirements relating to protecting patient access and social equity dynamics. But they have tabled and rescheduled a meeting for April 11th, where the fact is that they've come so far, and we are so far, and I do think New Jersey is going to follow through on this moment in time. Very, very good for a handful of operators, and we've talked about that. So I'm just going to I'm gonna leave it there, but the macro continues to be positive. Obviously, 420 around the corner, some folks expecting something out of Chuck Schumer. I don't think that the federal expectations are anywhere near where they were a year ago. And in fact, I think they've been reset. I think if anything, this is a positive going into that number. CMBS, again, on the 5-day through intraday today, up 11.6%. We actually did trade a little bit on some of the big moves, faded a little bit of exposure in some of the big moves in Canada, but ultimately reminding our audience that this is a fund that's primarily invested in U.S. multi-state operators, ancillary technology debt plays in the U.S., but does have meaningful positions in a handful of the highest quality players in Canada and those that have exposure to Europe. And reminding that that really is the approach we're taking at CMBS. We're an active strategy. We are invested in pure cannabis plays. 80% of our companies have to have more than 50% of their revenues coming from cannabis. And we're not focused only on the U.S., but we're focused on companies that we think are best positioned in the markets that they are. We do think the U.S. is the most important market, the largest market, and where we have most of our exposure. But take a look, encourage all investors to look under the hood of the ETFs you own, because you will learn a lot more about what you actually do own. I'm Tim Seymour. This is the Market Weekly for the week of March 28th. Have a great week.